Power to the Truth. This is Margot. This is Saturday, October 27th, 2018. And it's been over a year since I've done a Blog Talk Radio show, but I've decided to resurrect my show on the free account. It's going to be 30 minutes. The title of my show is Margot's Next Part of the Journey, How I've Come to My New Path. And the purpose in doing this show is to educate people and explain to people why I'm doing what I'm doing and how I got to this point. Because I, for the last over 2 years, 2.5 years, I've been doing implant removal work, energetic healing, empathic healing, hypnosis, a lot of stuff like that, and it was very successful, but I've changed paths, and now I'm only offering holistic life coaching to people. And so I've written, and I've got a whole new website. You can still get there by going to margoshealingcorner.com, but it is still on margoshealingcorner.com, but it's in a different part of the website. So, I have a blog over there now and a whole bunch of stuff that I didn't have on my old website. So, I just want to start by reading my blog post from yesterday. And you'll also find this on, if you go to this margoshealingcorner.com. And this explains it, and then I will go into detail about why I'm doing what I'm doing. The next part of the journey, and I posted this yesterday. For those of you who have been following my work the last couple of years, I want to explain why I'm no longer offering implant removal, empathic healing, and hypnosis services. It's not because the work wasn't successful or because of the clients I worked with. I loved the work and helping everyone that I could. Each case was unique and fascinating and stretched me beyond my limits. I grew exponentially and learned more about consciousness and reality in the last 3 years than I could have ever imagined. I developed a close relationship with Jesus, as he usually appeared in the sessions to instruct or heal. In fact, I never healed anyone. I only facilitated the healing by helping to remove the blocks and bring the client in touch with God's energy. God, Jesus, and the angels are the only ones that can truly heal someone. I've been on this journey of seeking the truth and becoming as clear a channel as possible to connect with the divine for as long as I can remember. There is a season for every stage along the path. Some people have followed me through the whole season, starting with my beginning to learn how to see and remove implants, then setting up a worldwide practice, working one-on-one with clients, being interviewed on radio shows, creating my own YouTube channel, and interviewing various guests, then producing videos on a wide variety of topics that interested me, and hosting live call-in shows. Each show and guest affected me as I learned more and more about the changing world. When I became aware of abrupt climate change, I knew it was true, and that we are nearing the end of our time on the planet. It explained so many questions I had about what was wrong with the world and why I was feeling this unexplained anxiety. Remember, I am empathic and I communicate with the Great One, what I call the soul of the earth. See my book, Ascension, Timeline Shifts in Consciousness, channeled messages from Brother One and the Great One. The book contains 16 messages I received from the Great One and Brother One, my inner teacher, concerning the coming ascension and ending of this third dimensional reality. As we get closer and closer to the time to leave, many changes will occur. Earth changes, physical body changes, changes in behaviors and our consciousness. Several years ago, my favorite tree in the forest told me that they, the trees, were leaving because it was not going to be safe for them to be here any longer. Then the great dying of the trees began. As I learned more and more about abrupt climate change, the more the madness made sense. I could see from a broader perspective why the changes were happening and started to put more dots together. I became very interested in learning to read and interpret scientific websites showing the current state of the planet in regard to melting sea ice, greenhouse gas levels, satellite views of the Earth, and more. I started doing videos of my research mainly for my own documentation. These videos have become very popular, and I realize that I'm showing people the truth of our world for those who have the eyes to see and the ears to hear. I realize that the Great One, God, and Jesus guide me to look at certain things at certain times. If I don't understand something, I pray for guidance and I'm led to the correct article or website that explains what I was seeing. The general public is not aware of these things because they are not reported in the mainstream media. Climate scientists are primarily employed directly or indirectly by the government or government-funded organizations and hesitate to report on our situation because they fear losing funding, their jobs, or possibly even their lives. There is a big governmental cover-up going on surrounding the climate of the planet and where it's headed in the near future. I am thus helping to bring the truth to people so they may awaken and be set free. The time is so short, I am now devoting my time to educating people about the coming near-term human extinction. I'm also doing one-on-one coaching sessions to help people prepare for these final days. For implant removal to be successful, it takes a number of lengthy sessions in addition to a complete change in belief system and continuous inner work that could take years to accomplish. We don't have years. We have days, weeks, maybe months, but not much longer than that. If you need healing, you need to go directly to Jesus and ask for His help. Be willing to make a radical commitment to Him and leave all your old ways behind. If you're not willing to do that, nothing will work. You should also learn some basic spiritual warfare. See my spiritual warfare series on YouTube. We are in a spiritual battle. It's only going to get darker before we leave. You need to take a stand and align yourself with Jesus and the forces of light now. Gird yourself up and have the tools at your disposal for when you need them. As one season ends, the next begins. join me as we move forward into unknown territory and prepare for the final journey. I love you all. God bless you, and may you have a safe journey. Peace, Margo. So that was my posting from yesterday. And I feel very strongly about this. I have had specific instructions from God. I do communicate directly with God and Jesus. And my specific instructions from God were to bring the truth to people, bring the truth in whatever I find on climate change, melting sea ice, the increasing levels of methane all around the planet. I report on all kinds of things, and on my YouTube channel, I've been really just moving really fast over there with bringing out my research. The video that really changed it for me in my research was the one on Novaya Zemlya, where I found that Novaya Zemlya, which is a little tiny island, well, it's not so tiny, but it looks tiny in comparison to the rest of the planet. It's part of Russian territory in the Arctic Circle off the coast of Siberia in Russia. And during the Cold War, it was used as a military base for the Russians. The whole island was. And they did hundreds and hundreds of experiments on atomic weaponry on that island. And the experiments, they dropped bombs above ground. They detonated them underground. They experimented on them at ground level. It was the whole island there was used as an atomic weapons experiment station. And it started in the 50s, but the height of that experimentation was during the Cold War in the 60s. And so that radiation had an effect on the planet. The largest bomb that was ever exploded, the Tsar Bomba, was exploded directly west of Novaya Zemlya. I think it was in 1962. And that's covered in this document. It's like a documentary that I did on Novaya Zemlya. And you can find it on my YouTube channel. I'll have to leave the link below. And then there's lots and lots of debris and trash and reactor cores and things like that were dumped in the ocean on the east side of Novaya Zemlya in the Kara Sea. It's considered to be the most radioactive sea on the whole planet. And there's an atomic submarine down there, and there's all kinds of nuclear trash and waste down there. And I'm assuming that the Russians just dumped all that stuff in the Arctic because it's frozen most of the time of the year. The only time the sea ice melts is for a few months in the summertime for the northern hemisphere. And I noticed that the sea ice started. I wanted to find out when the abrupt melting of the drastic melting of the sea ice started. And it started in the early 60s, and then it just started going higher and higher and higher exponentially. And they're worried about, if you're not familiar with melting sea ice and abrupt climate change and things like that, I think it's probably the most important topic on the planet right now. And it's been getting, the sea ice has been declining more and more and more every summer. And I've interviewed Dr. Guy McPherson, who is a climate research biologist. He doesn't call himself a scientist, but he calls himself a researcher, a climate biologist. And he was, he's from the University of Arizona, and he left his post because they quit offering him teaching positions in his field of study after he realized that we were going extinct because of the coming, the abrupt climate change that was going to be upon us in the coming years, and he was open and vocal about it. And so he chose to leave the University of Arizona because he was not offered teaching positions anymore in his chosen field. And so, anyway, it's a long story. There are lots and lots of videos. He has a website, GuyMcPherson.com, where you can find out more about him. That opened my eyes when I interviewed him the first time in March of 2017. That kind of shifted my whole perspective. So he was key in me coming to where I'm at now on my part of the journey. Because once I interviewed him, and things just started making sense. And like I said, started putting dots together. And then it was in the spring of this year that I started really getting into more and more research on abrupt climate change and putting more dots together. And then when I found the Copernicus website and realized that I could read the charts and interpret them on the greenhouse gas levels on methane, and started doing videos on that, and people liked them, and they said, why is no one else doing this? And I'm like, I don't know. And so I've created lots and lots of videos on abrupt climate change over on my YouTube channel. But what I found is the abrupt climate change community only goes so far, and I'm trying to bring them along to the spiritual reality of the end. And I've been successful with some people, and I haven't with some, and that's okay. But this is one of the reasons I'm resurrecting my Blog Talk Radio show, because this gives me a chance to kind of free flow and connect more with a live audience if people do find me and call in. My problem is I don't usually schedule it, at the same time every week. I just like to go live when I'm prompted to. And then I'll upload it to YouTube. But I can kind of free flow and talk about a spiritual message more over here on Blog Talk. But when you talk about the end, it is a spiritual message, because it's not just the end of the human species, it's the end of all life on the planet, is what Dr. McPherson is saying. And You know, I go into it on all my videos as things collapse, and we're seeing things collapse around the planet. And economic collapse is only one of the things. But the climate's breaking down as a result of the Arctic sea ice being at its lowest extent ever in history at this point in time. And we did not have what was the experts say, we did not have a blue ocean event this year. I'm thinking that we had a close enough to a blue ocean event that's why we're seeing the effects of the abrupt climate change so much faster now, and that the sea ice is not refreezing the way it should be. And the ice that's refreezing is not healthy ice. Paul Beckwith just reported yesterday, or I think it was yesterday, he put up a couple of videos on how the status of the Arctic sea ice refreeze, and it's just really puny and it's mushy, and it's we're in big trouble. We're in big, big trouble. So back to my Novaya Zemlya video, I put dots together that as a result of the radiation in the Arctic and the experimentation and dropping the atomic weaponry, experimenting over the land and over the ocean there and also underground, it radiated everything so much that started the exponential heating of the Arctic and melting of the Arctic sea ice. And that's my theory. And there are no climate scientists that touch nuclear radiation. This topic seems to be not discussed in connection with abrupt climate change. It's not considered part of the equation, but I don't see how it cannot be part of the equation. And this is part of the man-made element to abrupt climate change and the demise of the species on the planet. And you have the people who are activists against nuclear, using nuclear in any way, shape, or form, but they don't embrace abrupt climate change, and it's a whole thing. So I like to look at things from a holistic approach, and I am, after all, a holistic life coach, and I like to look at the big picture. And so I think we have to look at everything holistically and see all of the different things that are affecting the planet, not just a few things. And so that's why my video on Novaya Zemlya kind of really put things in perspective to me, because when I saw all the nuclear power plants all around the world, and there's like 450, and they're still building them, and all of those have reactor cores that have to be babysat for thousands of years, and they all have to have cool water, and now the oceans are heating up to the point where a lot of reactors can't be cooled down in the summertime. So what are you going to have? And, you know, we've got Fukushima that's still releasing thousands and thousands of gallons of radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean, and it's still hot, and it's still heating things up. And so I see this as nuclear was the B people who invented all the nuclear stuff, including nuclear, were controlled by the dark mind and controlled by Satan. And it's all part of Satan controlling the planet. And we are caught up in nuclear and we can't stop it. And if you try to shut down nuclear reactors, it takes many years and you still have to keep them cooled and this and that. And, you know, it's a whole thing. So it can't be fixed. None of this can be fixed. And we are in the death throes. And this is a spiritual battle. And when you look at the big picture, Satan is behind controlling everything. And because everything that we don't have a choice for our higher good, what's for our highest good, you know, we don't have a choice. It's a choice of two evils. Is it the lesser of two evils? And there's nothing that we have a choice of that's for our highest good. So, I've got about 2 minutes left, so I'm going to have to sign off, and we will continue this discussion in our next show. But this is a spiritual battle for the souls, and my message is, time is short. We need to get our spiritual houses in order. If you haven't made a choice yet, it's time to make a choice and make a stand, because if you don't make that choice now, you could be taken down by default by the dark powers when it comes time to exit the planet, because no one knows the day or the hour. I recommend everyone get right with God and Jesus. If you haven't asked for forgiveness, do it now. If you haven't asked Jesus into your heart, do it now. If you haven't asked for the angels to help guide you and protect you, do it now. These beings are here. Jesus came as a guide, as a brother, and also as a divine being to help us. I believe in these end times more than anything. And he's real to me. And if you ask, he will come. He will make his presence known in your life. Maybe not the first time. You have to keep asking. You have to be sincere. So we're going to be talking about these things in the near future, and I'm going to use this platform for spiritual messages. So until next time, my name is Margo. I love you. Go in peace. God bless. And goodbye.